You have to admit that in Michigan, Democrats have been supremely unlucky when it comes to redistricting. For the last 50 years, Republicans have controlled the governor's office whenever it was time to draw new districts. This time, they control everything: House, Senate, and a majority in the state Supreme Court. That means they can impose whatever plan they like, so long as it does a couple things. First of all districts have to have more or less equal population. For Congress, that means exactly equal population. Based on where the census showed people lived, each congressional district has to have 705,974 people, give or take one. There's more wiggle room for legislative districts, but still, each has to have within 5% of the target number of roughly 90,000 per House seat and 260,000 for Senate. There's also the Voting Rights Act to consider. Courts have held that that means that a certain number of seats have to include a majority of voters who are members of the dominant minority group. Other than that, Republicans had a free hand. They finally unveiled their work at the end of last week. And on the whole, I was pleasantly surprised. Naturally, since Michigan has to lose a seat in Congress, they combined the seats of two Democrats, Sandy Levin and Gary Peters, meaning one has to go. They also redrew the legislative lines to make it harder for Democrats to win back the state House and Senate. But some of what they did in terms of Congress is actually an improvement. For example, they took Calhoun County, which includes Battle Creek, out of the 7th District and put it into the 3rd, based on Grand Rapids. In terms of uniting communities of interest, Battle Creek would have been better off in the 6th District with Kalamazoo, but it is better off than where it was. Now, the Republicans perhaps did this because 7th District Congressman Tim Walberg's biggest threats, Mark Schauer and Joe Schwartz, live in Calhoun. But it still makes sense. They gave Monroe County to the 7th instead. And they're putting a bunch of blue-collar downriver suburbs back in the John Dingell's district, which is anchored by the Democratic towns of Dearborn and Ann Arbor. However, one district they've created is a true monstrosity. The new 14th, now represented by John Conyers. It stretches from the Grosse Pointe in Hamtramck through poor Hispanic southwest Detroit up to Farmington Hills, but not Farmington, West Bloomfield, and Pontiac. These communities have little or nothing in common. They created this district and the companion 13th, now represented by Hanson Clark, partly to keep two districts where more than half the registered voters are black. However, the black majorities in both are so slim, it's conceivable that they might elect white congressmen. And it may be time to consider whether creating bizarre districts for racial reasons is still necessary. After all, we have proof that a significant number of white voters will vote for black candidates. Think Barack Obama. The world has changed since the civil rights struggles of half a century ago. Perhaps those concerned with reapportionment ought to recognize that too.